welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to ride flying changes. So flying changes are often seen as the highlight of an advanced dressage test and are something that every dressage rider wants to master. Now when the horse performs a flying change, he appears to be skipping as he changes from one canter lead to the other, sometimes in just one stride. So how do you teach your horse to perform flying changes like a pro? And when will you need to ride flying changes in a dressage test? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, let's discuss the flying change in a dressage test. So you are not required to ride flying changes in British dressage tests until you reach advanced medium level, which is roughly equivalent to the third level in the US. Now in horse trials, flying changes are not included in dressage tests until advanced level is attained. Now in pure dressage tests at advanced level and above, flying changes are asked for in sequence every fourth stride, every third stride, every second stride, and ultimately every stride. Now this is a stern test of the horse's balance, athleticism and obedience. Now that said, you can still teach your horse flying changes if he is working at the lower levels in dressage. In fact, many event horses will learn how to change leads as part of their jumping training well before they are required to perform flying changes during a dressage test. Now, some horses will seem to naturally be able to change leads, but even these quick learners will need plenty of time between learning the aids and the changes being correct, balanced, and test ready. Now, producing good quality flying changes can take months or even years depending on the horse, so be prepared to be patient. So now let's discuss what makes a good flying change. So in a correct flying change from left to right, this is what happens. So number one, the left hind leg provides support, stability and balance. Number two, the right hind leg then jumps through during a clear moment of suspension. Number three, the right front and hind legs should be at the same height during the moment of the change. And number four, the horse must remain straight. And this is indicated by the fact that the right hind leg jumps through into the hoof prints made by the right front leg. Now throughout the flying change and during the approach to it, the horse should remain calm and relaxed. Now the tempo of the canter and the rhythm should remain unchanged, and the change should appear to jump off the ground in an uphill trajectory as if the horse were clearing a small fence. So now let's go through some common faults that are seen during flying changes. So here are a few things that can go wrong. So number one, the horse changes late behind. Now this means that the front leg changes before the hind legs, making the change disjointed. Number two, the canter lacks jump, so the change is flat and on the forehand, and often the horse will appear to be croup high. Now number three, the horse loses balance through the change and consequently swings his quarters to one side, making the change crooked. And lastly, number four, sometimes a horse will make a correct change, but the canter is flat and lacking in pulsion. Now in this case, the change will be described as slipping through rather than jumping from one leg to the other. So now let's talk about preparing the horse for a flying change. Now the quality of the changes will be determined by the suppleness and elasticity of the horse's collected canter. Now if the canter is flat, lacking in pulsion, or if it's on the forehand, the change will most likely be incorrect. Now before you can ask for a flying change, the canter must be collected and the horse must be able to sit with lowered quarters, and you must be able to sit deep and sit still in the saddle. Now when you ride the transitions from walk to canter and from canter to walk, the transitions must be smooth and seamless from the smallest rein and leg aids. Now once you've achieved this, it should be a natural progression for the horse to change leads directly without the need for any walk steps in between. So now let's go over the aids for a flying change. So your initial aid is given by your new outside leg. For example, if you are making a change from right to left, this will be your right leg. Now, simultaneously, your horse must respond to your new outside rein. And in the case of the example earlier, this will be your right rein. So the right rein helps to balance the horse as he picks up the new left canter lead and helps to keep him straight. Now, you must make sure that your horse is sharp to your aids, because if he is slow to respond, he may then learn to change early or late behind, which is a serious fault that can be difficult to correct. So to wrap this episode up, flying changes are the cherry on the cake in dressage. And you can teach your horse flying changes once his canter is of good quality, he is working in an uphill balance, and he is sharp to your aids. But remember to take your time. It's better to spend a few months perfecting your horse's collected canter before teaching the flying changes. Now, if you need any more help with this movement, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join the discussions over in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff or competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.